I'm joined by Amro Hassan, who is in Cairo and has been attending the funerals of some of those violence on Sunday night. Amro, what's the atmosphere like there?
Well, of course, Haroon, it's a very tense atmosphere. Of course, I think it's a mix of like anger, sorrow, frustration and grief for all the people talking to here at the funeral, families of those who died yesterday, or even people who are not related to anyone who was injured or died yesterday during the Coptic protest. But a large community of Copts, of course, is living here in Cairo, and at least 2,000 of those are currently inside the church that is fully packed. They are just so those who died yesterday as well. And every now and then, a group of young people will come up and chant against either SCAF, the ruling military leaders, or against the Egyptian military, because the majority I've spoken to earlier are really, really angry and frustrated at the violence that was deployed against, what they called violence deployed against Coptic protesters from the army side yesterday.
And blame squarely at the military, because there's been, I read that Egyptian TV was accused of trying to kind of inflame sectarianism, but they're adamant that this was the military and not Muslims against Christians.
Yes. Everyone that I've spoken to today here inside the church, all of them are convinced that it was some plan or a plot that was orchestrated by the military. And they do understand that there were Muslim infiltrators who came in to attack Coptic protesters during the demonstration, but that this did not just happen from the unplanning of the Muslims who were in the nearby areas around the demonstration itself, rather than a plan that was orchestrated by the military, and it was something that the military was somehow keen on bringing over some people in plain clothes and civilian Muslims who would look like as if they are just coming here to end the protest of the military, but they believe that they are part of the military somehow, whether the military knew it or not. But they believe that there has been infiltrators, and by the knowledge of some of the military officers.
And is there much of a military presence near the cathedral outside?
No, actually, at the moment, it's pretty much the same as it always is around the cathedral. It's in the neighbourhood of Abbasiyah, which is about 20 minutes or 15 minutes drive from Sahri Square, downtown Cairo. It's normally is a busy neighbourhood, and it's the same at the moment. It's like, actually, it's 3:30 p.m. here in Cairo, and that's about the time where the traffic jam normally is. And I can't see, there are police security vehicles just around the church, and these are the normal preservation and precautions taken by the Ministry of Interior in the normal circumstances, so there's nothing really special when it comes to here today. And the traffic is pretty much the same, and even the numbers who are getting in the church are so far getting in smoothly without too much troubles. We haven't seen any marches coming in from any other places in Cairo, and we haven't seen any sort of interruptions or confrontations from neighbourhoods. Despite the fact that some Muslims are coming here to the church to show respect to those who died yesterday. But the security presence is very low, and it's pretty much the same as every day, and not in these circumstances.
And is any kind of procession planned, or is the gathering limited to inside the cathedral?
For now, all the gathering remains inside the cathedral. Everyone who's coming in here would just enter the chair for as long as it takes. They were waiting for, at first they were just saying some praise for the lives of those who died yesterday. And about a couple of hours ago, getting in four bodies of those who died yesterday. And of course the atmosphere was really, really tense inside the church. Mixed emotions, absolute grief and anger all at once. People were shouting inside the church, and the priest inside them to stay quiet and just focus on their prayers for the lives of those who died, rather than start any politicized chants against the military or anything of that sort that might not be useful for their prayers. But for now, everyone remains inside the church. Those who keep coming in and out smoothly, but no one is gathering even outside the church. What we know for now, like scores of Copts who are still waiting in some of the nearby hospitals, because they are waiting for the bodies of those who died yesterday to be released. But this might be a bit of bureaucratic procedure, because undergo all the autopsy reports and take them to the morgue and come out with the medical report confirming the cause of death, and that might take hours from now. So I heard that once more bodies will be released from the hospitals, There will be a march from the neighbor towards the church carrying the dead body.
And have you heard any update on the death toll? The latest I heard was 25.
Yeah, that remains pretty much the same figure as we have until now. It's got a lot to do with the release of the dead bodies, because you know that they confirmed the death after the autopsy and the medical reports come up to say someone died because of his participation at the demonstration at this certain time in yesterday, because either a bullet shot a window like a bird shot or like was somehow hit. So that's why they take their time, and that's why maybe later today when they start releasing more bodies, we will have a final or like even an updated tally of the death. But from most of the people that I spoke to here today, most of the cops who taking part yesterday in the protest, they believe that there are a lot of people who died, much more than 24, but they say reports start confirming that in the coming few hours we will have a bigger figure than we have now.